the magic moment begin with the arrival of exotic dances from the most wondrous of wonders, las serenas, las lindas mujeres, cuerotas de máquina. Stop it, Kiko. Maintain a code of decency, my blessed sister Carmen would have to say. Not to mention what Misara, la mariposa regañosa, mi esposa por vida, who would say, ya, ya, hombre, no sabes cuándo parar. In this case, of course, it's fear of the unknown. Tan taran tam, tam tam. Only the shadow knows. Angel baby, Didi, the Downy, circa 1965. She was about a half a block, city block, on an alley, and on my left, ahead, lying on her back against the concrete steps of the back door of an apartment. I could see her suntan thighs, and she was had been an attractive woman in an awkward pose, in a kind of a position that caused concern. Is she sleeping, resting, or is she in some kind of a medical emergency in the making? Oh, God forbid, in need of a mortician. I kept walking slowly, my only speed these days, and knew that I had ample time to make a realistic assessment. As I approached, I veered to the left to get a bit closer view, and may God be my witness, it was not to get a closer to her outstanding legs, what the pachucos used to say, cochotas. But this is in retrospect. She sensed my shadow, I believe, because she aroused herself quickly, and before I knew it, I was seeing a fairly young lady. I figured she was, from my observation, about 39. But she said she was 30. Certainly she had been a chula, and she was a chula, actually, in persona. A suntan, clara trigueña, about 5'5", though I never saw her standing up. I had been amazed at how quickly she fixed her hair, and her hair had color de maíz, poquitito tintado. No, actually more than poquitito. But she was and had been like a doll at one time, almost as popular as a universal phenomena, Barbie, which I cannot knock. The contours of her face was classic, with a slim, petite chin. Her lips, the labios, were very nice, not too large and not small, well situated. She had been a rete chula, that's for sure, but more so than any physical appearance could foretell. I had almost passed up the chance to talk to her and chat. Fíjate, surely she might have suspected me as an old fool, as Sara me ha dicho muchas veces. There's no fool like an old fool. Además, me ha dicho, el que nace pendejo, pendejo morirá. Otro dicho, it sums it all up pretty good. God takes care of old fools and babies. Thank you, God. But on with the study, on with the story. So my assessment of Angel Baby continued as we talked. I noticed she had silver colored earrings, one hanging on her left side that was like a large L. My response was kind of a mystery, I saw a mystery. But then I realized that on her right ear was R. I did get a chance to tell her about a little bit about myself, that I lived in the big building right in front of us, that me and my wife were resident managers. But shortly before I left, I asked, "Is your name Angel?" She smiled and she liked that. She said, "Yes, you can call me Angel." She was really pleased. So then I said, "Oh, okay, I've got it. Angel, Angel Baby, Dee Dee," her placa in Downey. When I realized that she felt comfortable enough to have a chat, I sat in front of her on the concrete steps. And here's the essence of what the charla was about. She had been raised by her grandfather because her mother had died at an early age. And before long, as she grew into a woman, her grandfather had taken advantage of her, was abusing her sexually. She grew and then she met a lot of men, and she really became sought after. An old man like myself could tell. She told me a horrible story of how she had gotten abducted by these two men, or three, two of them sitting in the back seat, and one of them had a machete. And they had an accident in the car, and somehow, as she put her hand to the back to hold herself, the man cut her right forefinger real close down, and you could tell she was real self-conscious about that. I suppose I can remember more about her. I had hoped that I could get more of her story. One thing for sure, she kept saying that she was doing okay, and that she had had a hard time, but that she was getting her life straightened out. She wanted to become a medical assistant, and that she was going to go into training before too long. I noticed that some of the workers in the building were kicking funny looks at me, and I didn't see any reason to stay with her much longer, so I came on home. I guess I could have recalled more about her story, but that's about it. I don't know why. I guess whoever listens to this knows. It does remind me of the song, "Are You Lonesome Tonight?"